Texte numéro 1. 999 calls for domestic abuse on England football match days surge massively, new figures show. During a major tournament like the 2024 Euros, the football scene is inescapable. Children rush to fill sticker books, matches are constantly on the television, and office parties are hosted with big screens showing the action. But there are many across the country for whom football is anything but a cause for celebration. New data, released by more than 30 police forces across England following freedom of information requests by The Independent, revealed staggering figures on domestic abuse-related 9-9 calls during the UEFA Euros competition. Calls related to domestic abuse surged 13% above daily averages on England match days. Emma Armstrong, a survivor who now runs 12 refuges across Surrey, added, "It makes me feel sad that the whole of England is impacted by football and the whole of England isn't taking domestic abuse seriously." A police spokesperson said, "During the month-long tournament, officers carried out proactive visits to those considered to be high-risk domestic violence perpetrators, as well as using social media to signpost people to partner agencies who can provide advice and support. Violence against women and girls, which incorporates domestic abuse, continues to be a matter of priority for the force, and throughout the year we provide preventative messages to signpost people to where they can get support." The National Police Chiefs Council, NPCC, said in August 351 football-related domestic abuse incidents were recorded during this year's Euros. This was an increase from the 193 domestic abuse incidents related to football recorded during the Euros in 2021, he said. The women's support charity Refuge stressed that while these figures show a rise in calls during a big football tournament, domestic abuse happens all year round, and football should never be used as an excuse. It is also estimated that less than 24% of domestic abuse crimes are reported to the police. A spokesperson said, "Domestic abuse doesn't happen because the football is on. While these tournaments can aggravate pre-existing behaviours, abuse happens all year round. It is a choice a perpetrator makes, stemming from power and control, from gender inequality, which misogyny and patriarchy help perpetuate." Police chiefs for domestic abuse and football policing said, "Collecting data in this area is challenging because we rely on victims disclosing abuse, reporting the link with football where it exists, and accurate information recording across 43 forces. We also know that many victims won't report abuse to the police, so we do not have the full picture of offending." Adapted from The Independent, October 2024.